This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Why? They're still trying to learn why a 15-year-old shot and killed two people at a school in Madison, Wisconsin on Monday and wounded six other people before killing herself. The AP's Jennifer King.
At a vigil outside Wisconsin's state capitol Tuesday night, community members held candles as they gathered to honor those slain and injured in a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison the day before.
There was blood on the floor and down the stairs.
Naomi Allen was in a classroom nearby when a 15-year-old girl targeted students and teachers in a study hall before fatally shooting herself.
It's still kind of hard to think and feel feelings.
School shootings by teenage females have been extremely rare in U.S. history. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said the motive appears to be a combination of factors.
We're looking into her online activity.
Barnes says police are investigating writings that may have been penned by the shooter and could shed light on her actions. I'm Jennifer King.
The latest now on Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The NYPD detailing how they questioned Mangione's mother during the manhunt when he was still unidentified. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
She didn't indicate that it was her son in the photograph, but she said it might be something that she could see him doing.
She'd filed a missing persons report in San Francisco, so his photo was in the system. He was arrested in a Pennsylvania McDonald's after someone noticed him. His extradition hearing is Thursday. Julie Walker, New York.
Nissan and Honda say yes, they are discussing collaborating, but they deny reports they have decided on a merger. Now to those still high borrowing costs for mortgages, car loans, and credit cards. Today, the Fed will likely signal a slower pace of interest rate cuts next year. That would mean only a little relief from those borrowing costs. This is AP News. Now to those Fiji tourists, including an American, who got sick over the weekend. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with some new information.
Officials in Fiji say a toxicology report shows seven foreign tourists who were hospitalized after drinking cocktails at a resort bar were not poisoned by alcohol or illicit drugs. Fiji's tourism minister adds the cause of the tourists' illness over the weekend remains under investigation. All seven tourists have since fully recovered. They became ill at the five-star Warwick Resort near Sigatoka on Saturday. News outlets had speculated the cause of the foreigner's illness was possible alcohol poisoning, similar to a case in Laos in November, in which six tourists died after consuming drinks tainted with methanol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Saturday is the shortest day of the year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.